السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم، والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة، إنا كنا منذرين. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم، أمرا من عندنا، إنا كنا مرسلين. رحمة من ربك، إنه هو السميع العليم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحصوا حلال شعبان لرمضان. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف ما يسمى بأحمد. رسالة دروس شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی, our creator and sustainer, master of the worlds. May درود and salam, peace and salutations descend upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our salatul jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. We are now in the Mubarak month of Sha'ban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us according to the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Shaban and take us forth to Ramadan. We have completed the month of Rajab, and between the month of Rajab and Ramadan come this Mubarak month of Shaban. There is a narration in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shaban wa shahri, Shaban is my month. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq, inshallah, that we have done some good a'mal, we have made sincere tawbah, then we are on the right track towards spiritually uplifting ourselves for the month of Ramadan, for the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in these Mubarak days and appreciate the valuable nights and prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally and physically for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. When a guest is coming to our house, how much of preparation is done? When somebody is getting married, how much of preparation is done? When a baby is going to come by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of preparation is done? When somebody is to undertake a journey, how much of preparation is done? We take all the physical needs. What about the spiritual needs that the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming? One month of 29 to 30 days. Whether we will see another Ramadan, only Allah knows. Also in the month of Sha'ban, there is a Mubarak night in which it is known as the night of decision, Laylatul Saq or Laylatul Bara'ah. The testimony is from the Quran, Surah Dukhan, 25th Juz, Surah number 44. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamim wal Kitab al Mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of the Huruf al Muqatta'at, the broken letters of the Quran, which Allah only knows the meaning. Then He swears on the Quran Kareem Himself that my Kitab, my kalam, khayrul kalami kalamullah, I am going to send to you. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, inna kunna mundhirin. Verily, we're going to reveal to you this Quran Kareem on a blessed night. The interpretations are two on this. The night is referred to Laylatul Qadr, and muhaddisin and commentators and even sahaba of the opinion, Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say this Laylatul Mubarakah refers to the night of decision, Laylatul Bara'ah. So understand this, the decision was made on the 15th of Shaban to reveal the Qur'an-e-Kareem from Lawh-e-Mahfuz by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the preserved tablet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the safe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second two ayats where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses and emphasizes that over a period of time, I revealed the whole noor of the Qur'an. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. In the month of Ramadan, we reveal the Qur'an. And also Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In the night of Qadr and power and majesty, we reveal the whole Qur'an. Brothers in Islam, it is only Allah's grace, Allah's fazl and Allah's mercy that He has made us Muslims. May Allah make us ambassadors of Islam. Appreciate what we have in the form of deen and appreciate what we have in the form of the Qur'an. In these ayats of Surah Dukhan, one of the virtues written, it was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam informed the Sahaba, if somebody recites Surah Dukhan, it's only about 4 pages, on a Thursday night or Friday morning, 70,000 malaika, angels of Rahmah, make dua and maghfirat for the reciter of the surah. Subhanallah, brothers. Make it a habit, certain masnoon surahs, in the beginning of the day, Surah Yasin, Allah will fulfill all the permissible needs and grant barakah. Start the day with Surah Yasin, end the day with Surah Mulk, end the day of Jumu'ah with Suratul Kahf. Allah will protect it and keep it a noor from the earth to the skies, from 1 week to another week. So many masnoon surahs, by regularly reciting them, inshallah, we will be able to memorize them and we will be counted among the huffaz, inshallah. Also it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهَا يُفْرَكُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. You will hear generally on the night, 15th night of Shaban, that Allah makes the decisions. Allah sends the decisions. Allah gives decisions to the Malaikatul Mukarrabin that for 1 year, give so much of sustenance to somebody. Somebody will get married, their name will be written. So many people are to pass on, their names will be written. Last year, Ramadan, so many people were with us. This year, Ramadan, they are not here. They are beneath. What is our situation? Only Allah have mercy upon us. Allah give us death on the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Mubarak month, such a Mubarak night going to dawn upon us in a few nights, inshallah. Are we really ready to cleanse our hearts and spiritually take from the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا كَانَ لَيْلَةً مِّن نِّصْفِ الشَّعْبَانِ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. I am saying this hadith early so that you prepare for this night. That Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala quotes from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the 15th night of Shaban dawns, فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا, stand up in the night in prayer, in ibadat, in zikr and dua a little while, وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا, and keep fast on the 15th of Shaban. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tajalli, noor and grandeur descend. يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, from the time of sunset. That means the 14th night will finish. When the 15th night commences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special grandeur, mercy, noor descends from sunset till the ghurub, till the tulu in the morning, subah sadiq. Ila sama'i dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His tajalli and His mercy descends to the heavens, to the lowest of the heavens. Allah is sitting on the arsh of Allah. Allah is omnipresent. Allah is omniscient. Allah is khaliq, malik, razik, qadir, kullu shay. All the asma'ul husna we understand. But we have not seen Allah. Inshallah, on the day of qiyamah you will see Allah. In jannat you will see Allah. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for mi'raj. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's noor. In what symbolical form we must not question. But he came back and told us, jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dek. Jaisi karni, waisi bani, na maane to karke dek, jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dek. Every action shall have a reaction. You don't believe in Jannat and Jahannam, then die and see on the day of Qiyamah where you are going. This is the training ground. This is a practicing ground for you. Stepping stone to the life of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Nabiya Paak alayhi salatu wa salam is quoting this hadith. Ala min mustaghfirin faghfir lah. Allah says and proclaims directly to the believers, is there anybody seeking forgiveness on this Mubarak night of decision that I may make is decision of forgiveness? Brothers in Islam, this is the night of Tawbah. This is the month of Tawbah. And Tawbah we have to make sincerely, like how we cleanse our clothes. The ulama tell us, if our clothes are soiled, they are dirty, they are filthy, what we do? We send it in a washing, it goes through a washing process or in the washing machine, whatever it is. Then it is beautifully ironed and it is hanged and then you wear it again. Likewise, Allah is giving us a chance. Allah is Rahman and Rahim on one side. Allah says, I'm Qadir and Muqtadir on the other side. And I'm Ghafir and Ghafoor on the other side. I am prepared to forgive every sin except shirk, Allah says. I will forget every sin besides shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us in these Mubarak days. Make sincere tawbah, brothers. Cleanse ourselves from all spiritual impurities. Like how we cleanse our bodies, our clothes. What about our hearts? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Keep the company of the righteous. And automatically you will see the nur coming from their hearts into your hearts. May Allah make us sincere tawbah. Make sincere tawbah. Another hadith. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Ones who make sincere tawbah becomes the beloved of Allah. Subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls. The first call is ala min mustaghfirin. The first call was forgiveness. Seek forgiveness on these Mubarak days and nights. Then ala min mustarziqin farzuqahu. Is there anybody seeking sustenance? The night of decision is coming. How much we want, we may ask man, they may get tired. What about asking Allah, whose bank is unlimited? Allah, 24 hours is listening to the call. And Allah gets happy when somebody calls to Him. He says, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah se mango, main tumhare dua kubul karunga. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then, ala mubtalan fawafi. Is there anybody sick? Anybody suffering pain and sorrow that I may cure him from that sickness? Is there anybody? All of us have got some pain, some difficulty. Nobody seated in this house of Allah can say, I don't have any worry. I don't have any pain. There's somebody in your family that is sick. Go into the hospitals and see. Go into the prisons and see. Go into the business and see. Go into every house and see. There is some spiritual malady, some physical malady, some other difficulty. May Allah remove all these difficulties from us and give us peace and contentment of our heart first, inshallah. Then, Allah mubtalan fawafi, Allah kada hatta yatulu al fajr. Allah calls out right till the dawn. We cannot hear this call. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith that ahsu hilala shaban li ramadan. Look at the moon of Shaban and watch out for the moon of Ramadan. Allah give jazaya khair to our hilal committee that every month they look at the moon. Don't only look at the moon and make dua in the month of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan and Eid. Eid al-Fitr for Shawwal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the sunnah of looking at the moon. By the qudrat of Allah, 29 or 30 days every month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Mubarak month of ours. This was the first part of this talk of mine. But there is a certain category that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on this blessed night of Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of decision, if you don't make sincere tawbah, these category of peoples won't be forgiven. May Allah safeguard myself and all of us seated here and our mothers and sisters at home. Make sincere tawbah, brothers. May Allah forgive us that if we have faulted, we have definitely erred, we have caused inconvenience to Allah with huququllah. What about inconvenience to man in the rights of huququl ibad? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah is prepared to forgive everybody except this certain category of people. I'm just going to run through it and see if we fit in. If each one of us fit in somewhere, we have to make sincere tawbah. Each one of us have to go back and prepare ourselves that the night of decision is coming. If somebody tells you you're going to die in the next minute, where will you sit? Outside or anywhere else? You will run to the masjid. Just a few days ago, we had a brother in the Zohar Salah here. He passed away, became Allah's Banda. Subhanallah, what a beautiful death. Somebody going to attend somebody else's janazah becomes shaheed in the path of Allah. Somebody going for Umrah passes away in the plane few weeks ago. Subhanallah, what a beautiful death. You have come into the house of Allah. Who is going to return to your house? Only Allah knows. Is our name on that list? Death list. Only Allah knows. We are preparing to get married. Somebody is preparing to go for Hajj. Somebody is preparing to do this and do that in their business. But for the hadith says that his name is written on the death list. Allahu Akbar, the night of Bara'ah, the decision is given. Make the decision and through dua you will change your own taqdeer, inshallah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went away. He was taken by his brothers. For 40 years, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, bring my son. Oh Allah, find the truth. Oh Allah, I'm ready to forgive everybody. It is my sin. A Nabi of Allah is saying, it is my sin that my own son was taken away. Brothers in Islam, we don't realize what we do. Every action has a reaction. And be careful, we don't harm certain people. Let us look at the hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a mushrik, a polytheist, we can say, Alhamdulillah, we are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't make shirk. Yes, we don't make shirk. But what about following the icons and pop stars and mega stars and film stars in our way of life? Follow Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate sunnat ke raaste. Kam as kam 10 dafa la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah to paro. My Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, some people have to read 100 times, 500 times. He said, 10 martaba kam as kam din mein kalima parlo, inshallah, 100 ka sawab mil jayega. Subhanallah. Then multiplied in the month of Ramadan, one nafil ibadat will be the reward of farz ibadat. One farz ibadat will be the reward of 70 times. Subhanallah. Safeguard ourselves from shirk. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever safeguards himself from, whoever says la ilaha illallah, his last words of the kalima or some word of the Quran or some Allah's attribute, inshallah his entry into jannah will be made easy. Second category, those who involve themselves in sihr, jadu, any form of sorcery, magician, or anything like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive this person on this Mubarak night until he or she makes sincere tawbah, or he gets involved in somebody else to do jadu. Allahumma fazna, we make so much of hasad, we want to do this, we don't like somebody. Be Radha bil qada, be happy with the decree of Allah. Allah made us not by our choice. Allah made us not into a certain family, color, race, color, creed. It is the will of Allah. Allah looks at our hearts. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa la ila samikum wa la ki yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah looks at the purification of our hearts. The third category is hasid, one who makes hasad and holds malice and jealousy and enmity for each other. Brothers are not talking over something about inheritance. Family members are not talking, brothers. Musallis are not talking, if you took my parking or you took my place. What is this? This is the house of Allah. This is the command of Allah. You won't be forgiven. It is said if a person keeps away, not talking for a family member or a Muslim brother for 3 days, it is feared that on the fourth day if he dies without iman. Make sincere tawbah. Phone somebody and tell him, I apologize, I've harmed you in this way. Maybe you don't even know. Make dua if he's passed away. Make dua, give sadaqah on his behalf. You will see Allah will open the doors of maghfirat for you. Allah will open the doors of mercy for you. Sharibul khamr, one who takes alcohol, we say we don't drink alcohol. Yes, people will change the name prior to Qiyamah and make what is haram into halal. Subhanallah, brothers. What is this happening that people are not concerned about halal and haram? What about your iman? One morsel of haram, one drop of haram into your halal system. 40 days ibadat is rejected. It affects your ibadat. What about your spirituality if one morsel of doubtful morsel goes into your system? Aqul walidain, one who causes inconvenience to his parents or her parents. Allahumma fazna, rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Our parents made so much of sacrifice. Oh Allah, send mercy upon them. If they have passed on, Allah, fill the qabr with noor. Allah, give them the ajri azim. You can say, Oh Allah, I am your servant who was disobedient to my mother. It comes in a hadith. Sayyidina Alqama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the city of Medina, is passing away. The kalima cannot come out of his throat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called. He was brought into Masjid Nabawi. Nabi Sallam asked, is there something wrong? Something has gone wrong. A Sahabi cannot recite the Kalima. Another Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his mother is alive. Perhaps ask his mother what has happened. His mother is brought. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, O children of Medina, gather firewood. We will burn your son in here. She asks, O Rasulullah, why will my son be burned in this fire? He said, this fire is better and lighter than the fire of Jahannam. There's something that is done wrong. The mother says, yes, he caused inconvenience to me. He listened to his wife. He did this, he did that. Don't get me wrong, that's not nice to listen to your wife. Yes, you must, there's rights for everybody. But he caused harm and inconvenience to his mother. That is why the kalima was stopped. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, O Ma, forgive your son. And then Allah will make the decision of maghfirat for him. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made it such that she forgave him. He recited the kalima. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his janazah salat. And he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Alqama radiyallahu ta'anhu. How many parents are crying that their children are on drugs, their children are in prison, their children are disobedient. Brothers in Islam, we have to look at ourselves first. Make tarbiyat of our children from small. Today we make their tarbiyat inshallah. When our janazah leave, they will read Yasin for us. There will be a coolness of our eyes and they will make dua maghfirat for us. Then a zani or zaniya, we say that the people say, who makes zina? Only Allah knows. Allah is judgmental about each and every one. We're not picking faults on anybody. But look at the zina right in your house through the television, through the porn sites, through the internet, through the mixit, all the zina that is taking place. You brought the television to your house. The zina that is taking place, you will get the wabal of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. The rahmat of Allah is taken away through zina. Not only that, if a Musliman makes zina, then Allah lifts his iman. What guarantee is there that the iman is going to come back? Allahumma fazna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our youth. Also, qatiu rahmin. A person who breaks family ties. Brothers in Islam, you may say that we are blood brothers. What muhabbat we have for each other. What about our family? Even if somebody from the family has passed away, other relatives, rather than breaking up, join the family ties. Be the first one to humble if somebody caused you inconvenience from the family. Go and make maaf and say, for the sake of Allah, please forgive me. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, then you'll have to have huququl ibad, rights of each other. That will be too difficult. Do it in this world. These are the Mubarak days and nights that are coming. Prepare ourselves spiritually like this for the month of Ramadan. And then you'll see the help of Allah. The last category mentioned in this hadith, musbilul izar. The person who puts his trousers, his kurta, his lungi, his pajama below the ankle. We think this is a small sunnah. We want to follow the lifestyle and fashion of others. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, Ma asfala min al kaabain fil izari min al nar. That part which is below the ankle is in the fire of Jahannam. My Sheikh and Murshid has said that do zahiri kaam kar lo, ek dhari rakh lo, Nabi ki sunnat aur tamam anbiya alayhi salatu salam ki shiar mein se hai, keep your dhari of your beard one first. And in the month of Ramadan, make niyat for those who don't have it. Not only the designer stubble for the month of Ramadan, and those huffaz also. It is wajib and farz for you. All the imam says to keep the beard from all sides and lift up your pants and kurta. Even if you bought your kurta from Medina Munawwara, keep your pajama always up. The hadith also says out of pride, but here we say we're not doing out of pride. We are saying follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anybody goes outside, you see a policeman with the uniform, how scared you will be. Whether he's giving you a ticket or not, and if he's giving you a ticket, it's worse, your temperature is going up. Brothers in Islam, understand this. This is the uniform of a Muslim, the identity of a Muslim, the shiar of a Muslim. Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi, rahimahullah, Allah give him, fill his qabr with noor. In India at one time when he went to England, he said, O Muslims of England, keep the shiar of Islam. The ulama asked him, what is the shiar? He said, your beard, your kurta, your topi, these are like a policeman, your uniform. A Muslim will be seen in a non-Muslim country with his identity. Brothers in Islam, don't say there's nothing wrong, I'll wear one kurta just for Ramadan and for Eid and it'll be over. No, why are we happy with the fashion of the other systems and styles, man-made styles? Look at what Allah has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never change. Before I end my talk, this was some nasiha that came to mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me first, and all of us, Allah, give us the barakah and understanding. May Allah accept the safar of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, give him long life, good health. He went to meet his sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him back safely with all the barakat and the noor, keeping the company of the ulama and salihin brothers for a little while is better than 100 rakats, 100 years of nafil ibadah. I want to end off on a point that now people will be preparing for Ramadan. Spiritually, our mothers will be making all the savouries and all that. Nothing wrong. But spend some time in solitude. حِبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I love solitude. Secondly, is think about the less fortunate. Give some sadaqah from now. Give some charity from now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَعَسِيرًا Look after the prisoners, those who are weak, those who are orphans, take care of them. It is rather sad to see Muslims, over 1,000 of them in KZN prisons, lavishing in the prisons. What is it? For stealing, for fraud, for theft. And good Muslim homes, they are getting caught. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ahkamul hakimin. We must not be judgmental about anybody. Many people are working in the prison. We work, we come to see people. We come to see huffaz. We come to see top businessmen, haji sahab, umrah sahab, all the sahab inside the prison. What are you doing here? You may get caught here. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This whole world is a prison for a believer and a paradise for a non-believer. We must contribute towards them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for them. Make it easy for those who are sick. Allah, give them shifa. And those intending to go for Ramadan, Allah accept their Ramadan in the month of Umrah, in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat. Grant us spirituality. Make us amongst the muttaqeen and salihin. Make us amongst those who are forgiven before Ramadan comes. Make us amongst the decision of good for us in this world and the hereafter. And I also request for du'as that if we have forgiven, caused inconvenience to anybody, please forgive myself and my family and all our musallis here. We may cause inconvenience to somebody, but remember that person, until he does not forgive you, Allah will hold it. Don't cause inconvenience to your Khaliq. Suddenly Allah will pull the carpet, then you will see the daylight. Allahumma fazna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive all the marhumim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.